Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe. Now, I am so excited because you know why you come to this show. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, you know that this show, Answers Unleashed, is about you rewiring your brain so you launch your life to where you want it to go. And we do that through several ways. We do that through our guest experts that come on the show. We do that through the brain tips that I share from my book, Answers Unleashed. And we also do that from our callers. And today's episode is very simple. But if you remember this particular aspect from this episode, if you take this one theory and apply it to your life is going to be so much more powerful than it has ever been. And it's this simple, simple knowledge. Don't ever convince anyone about anything. Don't ever convince anyone about anything. There's actually another way, another approach for you to really grab hold and pull people in, but it is based on you not ever, ever convincing anyone. Now, you know me. I have stories, and I love telling stories. The stories I tell are real. They are never fictitious, but I do change the names of people in these stories, so they remain anonymous. They are not embarrassed, but the truth still comes out in this way. And the story today I'm going to share with you is for three separate people. These three separate people, and I'm going to change their names. And I really hope I don't say their real names while I'm doing this. So I'm going to call the first person Susie. I'm going to call the second person Jackie. And I'm going to call the third person, what's a good name? Katie. Katie. I'll call it Katie. Now, I want you to listen close to the story because you're going to find out the moral of the story and what one person did that changed the significance of the interaction in each one of the people. So let's take it off. Let's start off with story with the first person, Susie. Now, Susie is, let's say, a new author. She is looking to get out there, to be with people, to let people know that her children's book exists. She has just spent money on creating children's books. She has invested all this time to making these children's books so it helps children understand what their choices are. And she hasn't been out in the media, but she's trying to get out there and she's doing her best so people can know what she's done, the book she's written, and what aspects that exist for children to understand their choices. So she's passionate about this. The second person, Jackie. Jackie is a person who is very quick-minded. She has also created something, but she's created a company. And her company is a company that promotes experts. So her company is new and she decided to start this up because she realized that she was great at being able to promote things, promote herself, what her work was, promote other people. So she decided to start up a company where she promotes other people. And she was working to get herself out there so people know that she exists so she could help other people and build her company. And then the third person, Katie. Katie is also doing the same thing. Katie is a person who is getting out there, but she's getting out there in a unique way. She's finding a niche and she's finding where people need help and she is being true to herself and reaching out so she could help other people. And she has also started a entertainment company, let's just say. And this entertainment company is used to getting people out. Getting people seen, getting people heard, because Katie has worked really hard to establish her name. All right, so those are the three people here. Now, listen closely to this scenario. First, there's an interaction between Susie and Katie. Susie and Katie meet. They meet at a business event, and Susie comes up to Katie, and Susie says, "I think you would benefit from knowing about the books that I created." So Katie asks Susie some questions. What does this book have to talk about? What is the importance of it? So Susie begins sharing her story about how she created these books for kids, how she really wants to help people. And then as Katie spoke about what it is that she did in getting people out there, Susie hesitates and she backs away and she goes, "Well, maybe my book isn't the best book to work with your organization to promote." So Katie listens, and Katie asks more questions of Susie, and then Susie says what it is that she's been doing in the books and how she creates these choices and how these wonderful aspects in the book help people, young people, learn. So Katie does something which is not something that is in her best interest. What Katie does is she suggests to Susie, "I think you'd be great for this show. I want to have you in this entertainment." So Susie says yes. But Susie gets scared. Now, let me tell you how the fear works out in her. And if you know about me, you know that in real life, I did a TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, because fear is something in which I've always had to overcome in my own life. And so I tell people and how to spot it. So the way that Susie spotted the way that Susie had this fear is that Susie decided to go online. She started doing all sorts of research on Katie, finding out her background. She really enjoyed what Katie did. She really enjoyed all the entertainment that Katie created. But she wouldn't have done it in the same way. So instead of Susie recognizing that she had her own brand, she does something that is like kind of something that's almost like unheard of. When it comes time for Susie to finalize the details with Katie, Susie calls Katie up and starts telling her about how Katie answered questions during interviews. And she wanted to know how to answer questions during interviews and what to do within this aspect of the entertainment. And then she does something that was completely based on fear. She suggested Katie remove things from her own site. Now, what Susie was doing is that she was subconsciously scared about being out there and getting out there. So what she did is that she, well, pardon the term, there's a saying that you shoot yourself in the foot when you really are sabotaging yourself and you don't realize it. What Susie did is she shot herself in the foot and she sabotaged her own development because she was comparing herself to Katie, but really Susie needed to be who she was and make a mark for who she is, not for what someone else does. So what Katie does is that she realizes Susie is not best for this entertainment. So she contacts Susie and says, "Do you know what? I can hear that you don't feel comfortable, so you are not going to be part of the entertainment." And then completely Susie's opportunities and her doors close. All right. Now, then there's another interaction. And if you're watching this on the video, you know that what I'm doing is writing this down so I don't get the names all, so I don't accidentally say the name in real life. So next, there's a connection between Jackie and Katie again. All right, let me tell you about the story of Jackie and Katie. Now, Jackie is someone who is so out there. She's a person who is experienced with doing a whole lot of things, but she has never, ever truly found her own voice. In reality, what Jackie has done is she has mimicked other people, and she's always pleased other people instead of knowing exactly the content of what it is that she creates. And she was so use to promoting other people that she forgot who she is. And this is how it came across in this one particular story. So Jackie and Katie meet at the same meeting. Same meeting that Susie and Katie met at. This is business meeting. And Jackie sees what Katie is doing. Jackie suggests to Katie for Katie to take up Jackie's services. Now, Katie is someone who is really smart also. She's gone through a whole life challenges herself. So what she does is she finds out about Jackie, what she's doing, and she is promoting women in businesses. And so what Katie does is that she offers Jackie an opportunity to be a part of the entertainment that she's doing. And she's upfront with Jackie and says, I'm not interested in what it is that you are doing. That's just not what I'm interested in. However, I see that you have an ability to promote people. Would you like to be a part of this entertainment? So Jackie is always looking for opportunities to get out there. But Jackie does something that's terrible. Jackie doesn't do her homework. She doesn't do her homework on Katie. And Katie does her homework on Jackie. Now, this is unlike the original situation where Susie and Katie had the connection and the homework was done. Jackie doesn't do the homework that Katie does. And Katie finds out that Jackie really wasn't who she thought she was. Rather, Katie found out that Jackie was a beginner. But instead of saying that she's a beginner, she promoted herself as an expert. Now, we are all experts in one degree or another, but in honesty, none of us are experts at anything because we're always learning. But what we need to do in real life is share what we do know and what we don't know and be honest about it. And so after Katie did research and she offered this entertainment, she sent Jackie a contract. Now, this is how Jackie ends up sabotaging herself due to fear. What Jackie does is that she doesn't tell the honest truth that she doesn't have the proper representation. And Katie could hear that in the voice. And so what Jackie does is that she waits to the very last minute to say that she's not going to sign the contract. And instead of being upfront and owning herself and owning how she wants to be portrayed, she sends over a revised contract that is completely different than what Katie offered. Now, Katie finally sees the whole big picture. And so she does something really powerful. Katie doesn't try to convince anyone for what she does. What Katie does is says, all right, if you don't agree with this, there's other people. And what Katie does is that she closes the door. She says, if you don't agree with the contract, that's okay. You don't have to be a part of it. And she removes Jackie from the platform, removes her ever from even beginning in this entertainment world that she's created. The process of these stories is that each woman at one point in time tried to convince someone else of what it is that they were doing. For example, Susie tried to convince Katie that her books were important, but she feared getting out there and she second-guessed herself. Katie tried to show Susie the importance of what her platform was, and she didn't see the red flags beginning with Susie's first response. Then if you step back to the second story, Jackie tried to convince Katie to go for her business, and in turn, it didn't work. And then Katie did research to find out that Jackie wasn't interested in being in the show. So instead of trying to figure out what to do, Katie then finally owns her power and realizes convincing people is what is the worst thing to do. So what Katie does is she owns her power again, and she doesn't try and convince anyone. Now, the point of this elaborate story is very simple. And this is the brain tip that I'm going to share with you today. When you experience a situation, and when you are going through a situation and you truly want it to work out, and it feels like pulling teeth to negotiate, when it feels like you're trying to convince someone to see what it is that you're doing, when you're trying to convince someone to know what it is and what you've created, when you're trying to convince someone to sign up for your products and services, when you are doing anything to convince someone of your value and your worth, you just lost it yourself. When you try to convince anyone of your worth, you just gave your entire worth away. Instead of trying to convince someone, be okay with being able to close a door when it's not meant for you. Sometimes things that are so tough and so difficult and so challenging is a sign for you to take another road to get to the same destination. It doesn't mean you have to throw away your goal, your destination, your desire. It just shows you that's not the path to do it. Closing a door, in this case, is recognizing the power that you have and not trying to convince anyone of what it is that you offer. Instead, you have a three-step process in front of you, and you know me. I always like the number three. That's probably one of my favorite numbers. It's a number for the Trinity. It's the number for a whole lot of stuff. But three and seven is my favorite numbers. And I could do a show about that in itself, what three and seven mean, but that's a whole nother story. The first step is you have to recognize that the only thing you can do in order to share the value of what you bring to the table is, number one, you have to be honest with what it is that you expect and request, and you let actions show you the truth. Now, it's not just the actions of someone else, it is the actions of yourself as well. If you really want something, you show up for it. If you really want to do something, you find the way to educate yourself to know about it. If you really, truly want to go and do something, you will find a way and you will let nothing stop you. But people who are on the fence, who are wishy-washy, they have different actions. They are people who will look at a situation and go, I'm not quite sure. I'll think about it. They are not saying, hell yeah. They're not saying, yes. And you've seen that. Haven't you seen that before with, let's say, a man that's not sure if he really wants to date a woman? He kind of just strings her along. You've seen that before. You've seen that before in business. If a person who is selling a product wants to sell a product and the buyer is not offering the money for the products, you've seen that. They're stringing along. You watch someone's actions to know whether or not it is continuously beneficial for you to stay in that type of situation. See, when we stay in situations and we try so much to make it all work out in a way that's going to be helpful, in a way that's going to be what's finally going to turn out in the way that we envision it to be in our dreams, if we are so gung-ho and stuck on something where we can't see the big picture, you've just lost your power, because you're convincing yourself one way is going to work when it's not necessarily the way that's best for you. So that's the first one. You know the second one? It's the second one. The second one is that it is okay to close doors. You don't always have to keep a door open. You don't always have to be friends with someone. You don't always have to make sure and keep them in your contacts, a business person. If it doesn't work out, wipe your hands and move forward. Oftentimes when we are in situations, we think that it's the only situations that's going to work out. And we are in this situation and we think that that's the only opportunity that's going to exist. For example, in the story, Susie, instead of recognizing, okay, this is not something that's best for me, I'm going to look at this opportunity and realize that's not the platform I want to be on, but rather I want to try and see what other opportunities are out there. Instead of her saying no very clearly up front, she waited it out. And then after recognizing that she didn't want to do it, she didn't say no. She kind of tried to change someone else in fear of saying no. When you close a door, sometimes you just have to say no. By saying no, let me tell you what happens. Something amazing happens inside of you. You create a buildup of energy that doesn't drain your power, like what you're doing while saying yes to all these type of situations that's not really in your best interest. When you actually say no and you close the door, instead of you pouring out all your energy and all that energy and power towards something that is just going into the abyss, you then take it back for yourself and you rebuild up your brain power. And in doing that, there's something amazing that happens. And I write about this in my Answers Unleashed book. It is the science of unleashing your brain's power, is that when you say no and when you close a door, the energy from you, from your thoughts, from your own action, and from that decision alone reshapes your brain, and it completely creates a new energy field around you that both opens up pathways in your brain as well as open up opportunities that's in front of you that you don't know about. The decision-making process in itself to close a door mentally gives you the power to open new doors that you have yet to walk into. I guess you didn't know that part. See, we all have this ability inside of us, but we sometimes forget it. We forget our own power. We forget it and we think someone else has the power. We think someone else has the ability to shape our lives. And it's not them. It's us in partnership with God, recognizing that we can create the platform and we can create the life that we want based on our decisions. So that was the second part. You got to know that it's okay to close a door. And here's the third part. Are you ready for a third part? You must decide that there's something better for you. And you must decide to move forward. I think that's the hardest part, actually. Do you agree? When you decide to move forward, that is actually the hardest part. The hardest part is moving forward in recognizing that you have an ability to put faith in action. When you move forward and you don't know what's in front of you, but you know that it's not what you just experienced, you know it's not the drama in which you're trying to make work out, when you know that it's not all the BS that you've seen before, when you move forward towards something in which is so powerful for you and you don't even have the tangible evidence, but you know it exists, that, my friends, opens up doors and flings them open so they never shut on you. the faith alone and you moving forward to where you see yourself going literally creates new pathways, and it gives you the energy to go down all these different roads that may get you to where you need to go faster than you've ever thought that you could get there before. But it requires you to know that there's something better for you. And everything that you've done in this first step, if we rewind, let's say that first step is you've done everything that you could do, and your actions and the other person's actions is showing you exactly the truth. When you are knowing that you've done everything you could do and it still didn't work out and you decide to close the door, have the faith in knowing that your decision alone has just positively altered your life. You see, there's a reason why everything happens. There's a reason why people are in your life and people aren't in your life. There's a reason why situations happen. I talk about this as chaos theory in my book. And you, when you recognize that there is a reason why all of this is working together for your good in a way in which you don't understand, and when you take that knowledge and apply it into faith, and you still move forward, you still get out there, you still do what it is that you need to do to move forward, that, my friends, gives you the power. And when you have that power, something amazing happens. You never have to convince anyone of anything ever again. When you have that power to move forward towards a particular situation, a particular dream, particular faith, particular knowledge of what it is that's going to happen, you no longer have to convince people. Only thing you have to do is show up. You're being alone for all your tests and trials and all those type of situations embodies a power in you that when people come across you, the only thing they can do is respect you, support you, and always be true. So that, my friends, is the reason why you never ever have to convince anyone of anything, but rather be investing in yourself so you can still move forward in the power that is designed for your life. I am so thankful to be here every single week with you on Answers Unleashed. Always tune in to us. This is like the fifth season now of us doing this here on the Pierce College station on kpcradio.com. This is an educational show helping you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. This is Answers Unleashed. Find me on facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. Call in, ask us questions at 888-88-ANSWERS. And if you want to find more podcasts like this, or if you want to get the book that even tells you how to rewire your brain with this science and faith, go to answersunleashed.com. I am always happy to be here with you. And until next time, may your answers be unleashed through your science and through your faith. I'm Olympia LaPointe. I'll see you next time.